To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
All right, welcome back to Water's Edge Resort and Spa, where Mary and I are broadcasting live from on this Saturday morning. What a beautiful day it is here for sure, especially on this last weekend of September. All right, earlier this week, you may have heard it if you've just tuned in, then you didn't, but if you've been here for the last 90 minutes, Mary and I spent some time exploring the various vineyards on the Connecticut Wine Trail. There are many of them here, folks. They've surprised us. And for today's wine cellar segment, we have our oldest son, Nicholas, here with us. Nicholas Carey's here. So, Nicholas, great to have you back on the show.
Thank you.
We asked Steve Jarzabek, he's the hotel manager, back with us. As together, we're going to open a bottle of rosé from Stonington Vineyards and share that with you. And I know we're having a little difficulty with Rudy in Chicago, but we sent Rudy a bottle of Chardonnay from Jonathan Edwards to also discuss, so we're going to get into that as well.
Yeah, so first I would like to say thank you, Steve, for recommending Stonington, the first vineyard on the wine trail.
Yeah, you're very welcome. It's my wife's favorite spot to go.
So give people some idea of the Connecticut wine trail from your perspective. You're a Connecticut native. Do you find that people are so surprised when they find out how many vineyards there actually are across the state?
Yeah. It's a lot more than people would think. It covers the entire state as well, which is really surprising. And, you know, my wife and I have gone all the way up into Litchfield to try wine, up into the quiet corner in the northeast. And there's also a lot down here on the southeast corner.
Well, you have a number here. I mean, I don't have the map. There's a map. I think it's ConnecticutWineTrail.com, I think, is the website, folks, or it's .org. It's one or the other. I don't have it up right now. But if you do go there, you'll see in this area where we are on the southeastern coast, I'm going to guess there's probably 9 or 10 vineyards in the area within probably a 20-minute car ride.
Yeah, just about. Yeah, and that's the nice part. You can hit one or two in a day. My wife and I like to, you know, make it a day of it, find a place nearby to have lunch or pick up lunch and then have it at the vineyard.
And have a picnic,
And you can explore part of the state that you might not have been to, because a lot of the vineyards are in, you know, they're not in the main sections of towns. They're kind of off to the sides, and you get to see a lot of the state that you didn't see before.
Well, we did, too, on Monday. We did the Jonathan Edwards Vineyard, and we did the Stonington one, and really pleasantly surprised.
Yeah.
Charming. Jonathan Edwards was absolutely charming.
It was. Now, they have also a location out in California.
They own land,
so
right.
They do blend some of the Connecticut with their California wines. But the Chardonnay, I know we sent to Rudy. And I think we're still having some challenges with him right now. It's too much. You know what it is? Rudy's enjoying the Chardonnay.
He
said, listen, I don't need to do the radio show.
A little early.
What's going on?
So should we do a little tasting here?
It was just poured for us, folks. We're not going to be overly cute with all the uncorking and this and that. We all have a bottle of...
A glass.
We have the bottle. But we have the Stonington Vineyards Triad Rose. This is there. It was just bottled when we got it on Monday. So we're going to all try this very quickly, and then we'll give a real taste of this to everybody.
This is a 2018 Triad Rosé.
Okay.
All right, here
Cheers.
We go. Cheers. So first of all, the color is darker, right, than you would typically see. A lot of rosés are so pale.
I'm going to start. So, Nicholas, when you saw the bottle, when you arrived here, you were surprised, because I know we've talked about different rosé wines. We've brought up Long Island and so forth being very popular. But you're surprised by the color of this, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm really surprised by the color. It definitely looks a lot darker than normal rosés. It's almost like a really light maroon, if I almost say.
Yeah.
And so when I first, you know, just trying it right now, I was going to expect it to be very sweet, really rich, but not at all. It's really light, really refreshing. Mm-hmm. You know, you can really kind of taste that Connecticut coast. Almost has kind of hints of like watermelon, in my opinion. So pretty good.
So I'm Steve. What do you think of this?
Yeah, to me, the rosés always remind me of summer. So here, late September, it still brings back those summer feelings.
We're helping you to extend the season.
That's absolutely.
I think what I like about this is some of the rosés they're much more pale and just really pink. They're just so drinkable. This is very drinkable, but I could drink this with food. Like this works well with food. I like it.
So we learned the other day. This is three grapes. And you asked that the other day,
I did. So this is the Oak Chardonnay from Stonington Vineyard, right? It's the Cabernet Franc, which is the red grape that's grown here.
And I have to tell you about
and
that.
The
that surprised me the other day.
Blanc
the Cabernet
is
Franc.
From Westport, Massachusetts. So that's the blend of the three grapes. Two are from Connecticut and one's from Westport, Massachusetts.
And that's a grape that they told us that they have been able to secure in conjunction with Cornell University that grows in the area. But when I taste it's definitely
got a little bit of spice.
Taste the fruit. I mean, I'm tasting a little spice in it. But I would agree. Summer's great, but I think you could probably get away with this for the holiday.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And that spice comes from the Cab Franc, definitely.
The Cab Franc really surprised me the other day.
So here's a fun fact that I learned when we were at Stonington. Nicholas, you're going to find this interesting. Rudy would, too. The microclimate is similar to Bordeaux, which is famous for its Cab Franc, and because of the proximity to the ocean.
Mary, I'm just being told by Bobby in our headset that I have.
Is he here?
So, Rudy, have you been enjoying that Chardonnay?
I have. What,
you took off the whole segment to enjoy the Jonathan Edwards Chardonnay.
So how do you like it?
I'm so surprised. I'm delighted with it. I mean, you know, I normally go, oh, that's okay. But no. Mm.
You're enjoying, so how much of the bottle?
Good acidity is... I had a sip before the show to try it, but I just took a serious sip now, and it's got nice acidity. It's a good Chardonnay. I don't know how much of this is Connecticut grape and how much might have been.
That's all from the vineyard. That's actually all from the vineyard.
It's all from the vineyard. Boy.
The Chardonnay
is a testament to global warming, that grapes are growing better up north than it used to.
Did you hear what we talked about regarding the Stonington Rosé, or were not able to hear that?
I lost internet for a few seconds.
Well, you're going to catch that on the replay. But both Nicholas and Steve, are we giving this a thumbs up?
Absolutely.
Thumbs up.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Thank you.
All right, folks, listen, we need to take a quick sponsors break. Don't go anywhere. In 3 minutes, the show continues after these messages. Rudy's going to get you the next segment, and Mary and I are back to talk Foxwoods Resort and Casino. About 10
World Travel phone lines are open 24/7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.